Hello, everybody. Welcome. It's Joanna. Hope you're all doing okay. Hope you're all doing more than okay. I can't believe it's October. So it's so good to be with all of you today. And we're here for our clinic call, which means that this is an opportunity for you to bring forward any questions that you have when it comes to any of your client case studies, anything that's going on with clients, anything that's going on with enrollment conversations and enrollment conversation processes, anything that has to do with inner pieces when it comes to your work, when you're your group work, anything that you need in order to help you serve your clients in better ways, as well as more effectively bring on ideal clients. And so before I open up the floor for questions, let's actually just take a moment and get centered and really focus in so you can receive exactly what you need to receive from our time together today. And so I invite you to take a minute, take a moment, and close your eyes. Feel the ground beneath you. Sense into the earth beneath that. Really come into this time and space right here, right now, as you just allow your breath to find its natural rhythm. Inhaling and exhaling. And bringing yourself fully forward, bringing yourself fully present, opening yourself up to receive. And as you breathe in this way and open in this way and bring yourself present in this way, take a moment and think back over the last week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, even the last month in terms of any client work that you've done, volunteer client work that you've done, buddy calls that you've done, or just any ways that you've worked on your work and your business, and take a moment to honor one thing that is going really well, that you're really showing up for beautifully, masterfully. Take a moment to honor and appreciate what is it that's going really well. Maybe a particular client call, or client win, maybe a way you handled a client who has been rescheduling a lot, maybe a way that you showed up for an enrollment conversation, maybe a way that you worked, did inner work to befriend fear before something. What is it that you want to honor and appreciate? And then from there, where is a place right now where you could use some support, where you feel like you could stretch maybe a little bit more, or where you feel like you're being stretched and you don't quite know what to do? Where is a place, maybe it's a place that's going really well, but you sense it could go better. Or maybe it's a place that's just not going so well. Okay, good. And so based on all of that, what is a question, or where is a place that you could really use some support today? What is it that you would really like to receive? For some of you, it's going to be a specific question that you want to ask me, that you want to bring forward. For some of you, you may not have a specific question that you want to bring forward, but it's something that you know you want to receive from being part of this call, from listening, from being part of the community, from taking in. So get clear for yourself on what that is. And then let me get us into, we are in Q&A mode. Great. So it's star two to come forward to bring a question. What is it that I can help you on today? Kelsey.
Hi, Joanna.
Hey.
So I have two quick things. One, so that client that we talked about, we did the enrollment conversation and she said yes, and it was really exciting and I was really excited to work with her. And then I sent the contract and the welcome, you know, questions, and she came back and was like, no, I need to discuss it with my husband and the finances and blah, blah, blah. And then she came back and it was all over text, really, and was like, you know, and she basically asked me, and I knew from the beginning that price was an issue for her. So I was sensitive to the fact because she had said she had talked to this money coach once who didn't tell her the price until the very end, and then it was too much. And I just had a sense that money was an issue. And she kept asking me to get more granular. Okay, so the package that we had decided upon was twice a month coaching and acupuncture combined. And I was like, this is the monthly rate for 6 months. And she said yes. And then she came back and she's like, well, what would it be if I did one time a month? And what would it be if I just did the coaching? And what would it be? And then she like broke it all down in like a menu. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh, and I went there. I went there. And by the end, she decided on just the coaching, which is fine. But like, I ended up like breaking it down into like a la carte. Like what you get when you do the whole package is you get this human design session from this other practitioner that I work with. You get a big discovery session. You get me between. And I'm trying to make it be like you get this container that is me for 6 months. But she wanted it to get down to the like per session. Like what does it cost? If I just, and I went there and I ended up discounting and now I just feel crappy. I'm happy because I have her as a client, but it just like, I didn't know how to stop it. I didn't know how to be, especially because she had said like transparency around price is really important to her. Yeah. And she's an acupuncturist, so she charges on the buy session. So I knew that that's her mindset.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay, there's a couple of pieces in here. I'm glad you're bringing this forward. This is important for you and everybody. There's a couple of pieces that I want to pull out. Why did you end up discounting, though, in the end? And that's not a criticism, but I'm just curious because I feel
yeah,
like
no.
There's the pull-out pieces and the this and the that, right? But what was it
yeah.
What happened for you that you ended up discounting? Because that's related
well,
but
I
separate.
Think, yeah, it was like kind of a barely a discount. I think it had to do with the fact that when she first asked me, like, what's your per session rate? I was like, well, my single session rate is this. But, you know, obviously in the package, it's different. And then when I quoted her the coaching and acupuncture package, I quoted her a price. And then when she wanted to break it out, I kind of had to break out the acupuncture and then I had to break out the human. Basically, it just, I guess it isn't that much of a discount, but it is a, it feels like a little bit of a discount. And it's not too much of a discount. It's probably,
okay.
You know, $10 a session discount. But I just ended up being like, well, and if it's only this,
I hear you, and it feels like it's not much and all of that, but what was, I just want you to pinpoint, like, what was the belief that led to the discount for you?
So the belief was if it's too expensive, she's not going to do it, and that it's not worth it. Like, for an acupuncturist who kind of, bills her time on an hourly basis, that the coaching part, you know, couldn't be so far out of the realm of what, like, an hourly rate for someone who does this work would be.
Okay.
Like, wait, what? Is that per hour? You know?
Yeah. Okay, so this is really important, this actually plays into the other pieces. So that thought, like, someone that's an acupuncturist or whatever kind of practitioner who thinks about things on the hourly rate is going to think that my work is too expensive. That's a piece that you really want to address for yourself. And then you want to bring it into the enrollment conversation. So in terms of addressing it for yourself, and there's a ton of work we can do around this, but I'm not going to get too deep on it right now. Like, I'll just, you know, stay on the surface with it, but I know you can go deeper with yourself or we can talk more on it. I want you, Kelsey, to do some journaling over the next week or two, just inner work around reminding yourself that your work is totally different than the per session model and the value that the container brings. And I just want you to write on it a few times over the next few weeks, to just deepen your leaning in to it. Does that make sense?
Yeah, for sure.
Because energy follows energy. If you're wobbly on the value of a coaching container and the model that you're presenting, then your prospect is going to feel wobbly on it.
Right.
From there, whenever you are having an enrollment process with anyone who you sense is thinking in the per-session mindset, I want you to head-on address it in the process. And so the way that it might sound is, after you've activated GAP and after you've activated vision and after you've laid out the content pieces of your bridge, the other piece of your bridge that I want you to talk about is the container and the value of the container and what happens when what can happen for this person, this prospect, when they're being held, not just session to session, but in between sessions, when they get your energetic support in between sessions, when they get your email support in between sessions, and why you work in that way and why you find that to be so valuable for your clients.
Okay.
And just name that it's different from what, you know, like this, if he's talking to this woman, it's different from how she works. And that you just want to name it and share about the process because you love it so much. So she understands.
Okay.
So that's one piece
that's helpful.
Really important. The next piece is, while you don't want to, like, break down to, you know, how much each session costs, which I think happened because of what I was just talking about, what people do want is sometimes they want information on options. It's best to give it to them before you agree on something. So oftentimes, you know, in between that first and second call of the enrollment process, when I share information on how we can work together, I will often share two or three options. Sometimes it has to do with length or amount of sessions. Sometimes it has to do with different programs or different programs mixed together. But I'll give a couple of options because usually people feel more empowered about the choice they make if they've made it from a place of choice. Not too many options, no more than three. But so they kind of understand what they could get, right? Mm-hmm. And then they make the choice. Now, if there is a particular choice that I feel is the best match, I will absolutely share that in the call before I send the different options. And I'll also make mention of it in the email when I send the options. But I find that that can really help cut off the curiosity factor. Does that make sense?
Yes. Yeah, so you say in the first call, here's what I recommend based on what we've talked about, but I'm going to send you some options before you decide, and we'll touch base again next week and,
exactly.
and decide. Or,
yeah. yeah, and I may mm-hmm. even name why I'm sending. I may even say, my sense is the best support for you is this, and you know, based on what we've shared, this is why I think it's the best support. Now, there is an option that is more expensive, and it's this and this, but I don't think you need this. Because of blah, there's also an option that's less expensive, and that would serve you really well if you chose that, but it doesn't have blah.
Mm-hmm. Got it. So what I'm hearing here is you do sort of you mention the one that you think would work for them, or you think is the best support. Then you go up to like here's my VIP like Gold Touch one, and then you go down one. It's great, but it doesn't have everything.
Exactly. It will help you with this and this, but it won't help you with this. Mm-hmm. Now, obviously, I'm never going to offer something that isn't going to help them, right, if it's not
sure.
enough support.
Yeah.
But I lay it out because people just, they like I said, they like to have the choice. They like to have the information. But also, I always think of people in two camps. There's the upsell people and the downsell people. Upsell people are people who want the best of the best of the best, they want the VIP. So if you give them the option of the VIP in the lower, it's like it makes the VIP look even better. The downsell people, they just want the cheapest, but that's what's going to be effective. The least they could get kind of thing, that's still going to be effective. So for them, it helps to also offer something more expensive so that they can make the choice between those two. Does that make sense?
Got it. Yeah, totally.
It's this weird psychological thing. So
yeah, it's a marketing thing. I remember it from like, you know, selling packages of newspapers or whatever, you know.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
So there are all of those pieces. And then the other piece, which may or may not have helped you in this case because of the other thing, you needed the other things in place that we've been talking about, but I just want to make sure that I mention it, is usually when somebody says yes, right, when we get to the point where somebody says yes, I want to do this, then before you get off the phone, you get their deposit and you schedule their first session. That just helps tighten the container so that there's less room for questioning. Because even after someone says yes, they're still going to, like, chances are they're still going to have resistance. Again, because it's human nature. It's just human nature to be resistant. I never expect someone to not have resistance after they say yes. However, if they've given a deposit and they've scheduled a first call, there's less room for the resistance to go anywhere.
Yes. So I scheduled the first call. I did not get a deposit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So you just asked for their credit card number for the deposit?
Yep. After they say
and
yes, then I'm so excited.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's so great. I'm so looking forward to it. I'm going to send you a welcome packet with all this stuff and fill out. And let's get our first call on the count, right, do all of that, and then say, okay, and then how, you know, I'll take your deposit now just to reserve your spot so that we're all set. How would you like, you know, what credit card would you like to use? Or if you have options, you know, whatever it is. But get it right then and there if you can.
Yeah, and that's in the second call. See, I've actually been doing it all in one call, which I know, shame on me, is not the way you're supposed to get. I'd have a hard time getting them to the second call. That's maybe a bridge I can remember how to.
So if it's if you're doing a one call process, so you still want to do it all the same way for a one call process. If it's someone that needs all of those different options, you lay out those different options on the phone. with them.
Okay.
If it's someone who you sense can handle it, send them the options before you get on the phone.
Okay.
That's only if somebody can handle it.
Yeah, it's hard to tell about that, but yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So I think in the end, this was still a win. You know, you brought her
totally on.
Doesn't sound like it was a big discount that's like you're eating your heart out or anything like that, but these are all tweaks that I think would be really valuable.
Yeah. Super valuable. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good. I think it's forward progress to even bring this as a question, right? Because like a year ago,
yeah,
you were just like, yeah, and I got the client. All good.
Totally. No, I'm like, there's room here. It just also just felt sticky, and I was like, ugh, I didn't love how that went. And I, you know, energetically, and I'll just mention this in case it's helpful for anyone else out there. She had texted, we had done this whole thing, and our first call is until October 14th, so we had some time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was kind of like thinking about it and holding on to it. And when I went on a run or I meditated, and I said, I'm letting her go. I don't care. If she comes, she comes. If she doesn't, she doesn't. I don't care. And that day she texted, I'm in. So that helps at all energetically. Like, don't get attached. I was just like, I'm done. If she wants to come for her, great. This isn't for me. This is going to be for her. And then, of course, she probably felt some release and said yes.
Yeah. So I love that. And I'm just going to make a little distinction. The I'm done is about I'm done being attached, but not I'm done showing up.
No, yeah, no, I was done,
no, and I
was done worrying about
for
it.
For everybody else. Yeah, good.
Yeah,
good, good.
Yeah.
Nice work.
And the only last thing I want to say real quick, I don't want to take any more time of anybody's, is that my retreat is this weekend, and I'm super excited, and I'm nervous, and I'm trying to, I wanted to sort of thank you and everybody in this group and on this call. I would never have done my first retreat this year if not for everything in Sacred Depths and everything that we work towards. And so now I'm trying to balance, because it's a slow power retreat, I'm really trying to balance the idea of slow power and the feeling of slow power with my desire to feel like I'm giving them enough content and there's enough, you know, there that they paid for. And so that's
you are
what I'm
giving them
about,
enough.
But
it's going to be amazing.
Yeah.
Less is always more, especially with smaller groups.
Yes. There can be more discussion and more group coaching. Yeah.
Yeah. Yay. I can't wait to hear how it goes.
Thanks.
All right. Tara.
Can you hear me, Joanna?
I can.
Awesome. So I have two questions. One is super quick. It's I posted it in the group, but I don't think I shared the whole thing. So I just have two people who have not signed the contract in HelloSign for the summit training. They're in it. We've met three times. One of them has said to me several times she'll sign it, and she hasn't. And I don't know, like, how to, so I'm thinking, and the reason why it's important, I actually gifted this client up to the program, and so it's like particularly annoying. I'm like, right, I gifted her, she just can't sign the contract. But I think at first she was like, well, I don't need it because of the financial stuff, but there is a clause in there that says that, you know, the likeness on video, and that I have permission to use it in the future. So I really want her
also
to sign that contract.
Also the confidentiality piece in a group.
Yeah.
So I think you need to call her, and you'll either get her, you'll leave a message, and you'll just say, like, I'm so excited, you're in the group, I wanted to give you a call because I actually can't give you access to anyone.
But she's already in it. She's done it three times. But, I don't want to be
I know, but you could say, like, you can't come to any more calls or get the recordings until you sign the contract. I'm so sorry. It's not – because I'm trying to be harsh, it's really out of confidentiality respect for everyone. I need I need those contracts. It's to be in integrity to you and to everybody else in the group. Can you please just take a minute and sign it today?
Okay. And then have my assistant resend it. Okay, so you think emphasize the confidentiality thing. And not
I think the yeah, because that's like anyone in a group.
But I hope that's in the content in the thing you gave me, but I'm pretty sure it did. It was.
If it's in all my standard group contracts.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. So and because anybody, you know, if it's like because I really want to use your likeness, that's not good, right.
No, I know.
The confidentiality
I agree.
Piece is it's important.
Yep.
It'll be important for her too.
Totally. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. That sounds good. So that's easy. I'll focus on that. The other thing is this one client. There's two. The one is she's been in Women on Purpose. She seems to have a lot of resistance to actually getting clients. And when I was in our last meeting, we were looking at what do you want to finish by the end of this year? Like, what's one focus that if you complete that goal, you'll feel really successful. Mm-hmm. And she was all like, to create a plan for this new business that I want to launch. She actually had a pretty good turnout for her summit, but it wasn't what she wanted. So she's like, I'm shifting my niche, and it may not be an entirely bad thing because she had this kind of mindfulness thing that feels like not that hooky for business coaching. And she does have a track record as a spa, a successful spa owner. She had a yoga spa business that was super successful. So I get the transition. But a number of women in the group and myself had the same thought, like, how about you finish with a client? Like, how about that's your goal?
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
She seems to have a lot of blocks around that. And she is agreeing to that now. She is saying, I want to do this. So that's a huge shift. And, she tends to make things really complicated. So she's like, I'm going to create a workshop and da, 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 you know, I don't know. I just feel like she even has people like in her sphere that she's done massage on, and one woman who asked about coaching. So she's thinking now that she has two tracks, potentially some of the people who she's done massage with that she might offer a coaching program at a lower rate. And then the people from the summit who she has not been actively in contact with, but still is a list. She still has a Facebook group where she's done some, you know, like maybe once or, you know, she's been doing some work there, but it hasn't been like super visibility or anything. So I'm just thinking, what's the best strategy?
And
we talked yesterday, but I'm not sure we got everything.
I think this is someone you've spoken to me before. She also has
health stuff.
So she's a little.
Yes, she does.
Yeah.
She
okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
RS. Yes.
Okay. So what I would do is you know, enthusiastically with support, you're excited for how she's moving forward, and then let her know, you know, what you have really found in business is that when you can, focusing on one thing at a time is not only most effective business-wise, but it's what's best for, you know, well-being and all of that. And there's 3 months between now and the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
And so if she can move at this pace may be a little too fast for her. So if it is, modify it. But what I'm thinking is for the next 6 weeks, so between now and middle of November, have her really focus on those individual outreaches that you mentioned.
Yeah, we did talk about that, and she said she's open to that.
Help her write a really stellar outreach letter and follow-up letter. Help her to really get those notes out, give her any support she may need on enrollment conversations with those folks, help her figure out what that offer is for those people, and really focus on that over the next 6 weeks and doing it well and stretching her in terms of who she's willing to reach out to, all of that. If she can do that in 6 weeks, great. If she needs more time for that, that's great too. If she can do it in 6 weeks, then the last 6 weeks of the year can be about starting to reengage with the summit, the people from the summit.
Yeah.
And there's not much. It's the last 6 weeks of the year, and she's reengaging, and she's not used to a lot of. So we don't want to, like, prepare anything big because I think it's going to overwhelm her. But she could start with a 3 or 4 email prospect campaign. that happens sometimes in those last 6 weeks of the year.
Mm-hmm. And she said she is willing to work with Jess on some copywriting too for this. So I think that'd be good because she gets stuck in perfectionism and then it takes her forever to get a simple thing.
Yeah. So get her that copy support too so that she doesn't get stuck on it. But I think those are two big things that she could sink her teeth into. It helps her feel like she's doing stuff, but help her deepen into each and do each thing really well.
Okay, and with that outreach to people that she knows who she's worked with a massage who might be open to coaching, what do you think is the best strategy, like what to say? I mean, she has a relationship. Some of these people have come to her retreats on, like, self-care.
Mm-hmm.
She texts a lot. She's, you know, mostly email texting. Like, she was like, should I do audio? Should I do – I'm like, what's the simplest way?
Yeah, so
like
whatever
– email and texting.
Whatever
yeah.
is easiest for her and however
yeah.
she feels – most comfortable and most empowered.
But what do you think she should say in that?
So it would be a
text, especially with the people who know her.
Yep. So
yeah.
for each person, it would be a little bit different based on what she knows about
yeah.
them. But essentially, just like a check-in, I'm thinking so much about you. You may or may not know this, but I am working with. You know, describe the type of person she's working with. And the description should be a match of who that person is that she's writing to
uh-huh.
to help them. And then whatever she writes she's helping them with should be a match of what
yeah.
she senses that person
yeah.
wants as ultimate result.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I wanted to reach out and see if it would make sense for us to connect on it, you know, to see if it would be a fit for you. The reason why I think it would be, and then insert individualize, like why she thinks it would be great for that person, what it is about them and how they work, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
And then just let them know it's no strings attached and, you know, would it make sense for us to connect?
Yeah, that sounds good. I have a feeling that this is like all the X and Y's she's going to get like bogged down in.
So you're going to want to do a session with
yeah.
her where you just go through each person and get clear on the X.
Yeah. Okay. That sounds
hard,
good. And then
whatever.
After that, reach out to the summit people. Okay, yeah. So just focus on people in her sphere right now.
Exactly.
Okay. Awesome. And then I have a client who's doing a launch for an online course. And I've never done a launch for an online course. I mean, I don't necessarily think it has to be completely different. She has a very large following on her Facebook business page, like 12,000 people. And she went from 235 to like 12,000. And she's like the one who has all the guides and everything. And like,
mm-hmm.
it did seem like her guides have given her some pretty damn good insight. Because she talked to a Facebook ads person and they were like, we've never seen anything like this. And she has one Facebook Live that had 20,000 views. So I'm just thinking about how to leverage this for her, this online course. She's definitely in the spiritual quadrant in her work.
I've got a lot of hands raised.
Oh, got you. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
If you can hang on the line, I'll swing back to
yeah.
you because I feel like
yeah,
I'm
that sounds
more than a minute on it.
Okay. Yeah, okay.
Awesome. So
perfect.
Hang on a little bit. Okay. All right. Dana.
Hey, Joanna.
Hi.
So I don't have like a formulated question, but I have stuff that's bubbling up. So hopefully it turns into something because it just happened. I just had I just started my 8-week peace practice program, which is essentially like a mindfulness, like create a consistent meditation and spiritual practice type program. So I have a client that signed up and I feel myself like the energetics of it and I'm really working on it because like there's the potential for me to be a little intimidated by her because she has a lot of business success. She's like a hustler in her business and she's, you know, in the realm of health and wellness, but more I would say physical health. But she does a lot of like mental practices. And so we had our first call. So when she did the intake, basically she was at a point in the journey where, you know, she'll have a consistent practice, then falls off habit. So I guess she had fallen off for a while and like shit was hitting the fan in her life. And when I did my launch, it was like perfect timing. So she signed up. And then we didn't start for a couple of weeks, just with our schedules.
Yeah.
So then by the time we had our first call today, she had, you know, she's been on her kick for a week so far and she feels really good. So, I just found myself getting a little intimidated. The first session went great. Like I just said, you know, even though you started, I always like to start to create the container with my jumpstart process. So I did it. So a lot of it was stuff she had been doing on her own for the week. But again, cause it's like my 8 week, a specific curriculum I go through and then I'm going to tie in. You know, meet them where they're at later, but I like to start the container and she loved it. And I said, this is a process you can use anytime you fall off to get back on. And, you know, she seemed to do great, but I found myself like even thinking she was like, yeah, yeah. Like as if nothing was so new. And also like she started dropping things like, yeah, no, I've been in the coaching realm for a while. Like I've done NLP. I've done this. I've done that. And then I felt myself shrinking like, oh, like, you know, she's probably worked with coaches that were, you know, better than me and all this. So I found myself going there. It didn't affect the first call at all because it's content like I'm really comfortable with and I've done before. I'm just feeling like a little intimidated as I go into the other lessons and I want to start incorporating like the fear-based stuff and the limiting belief stuff that, you know, I learned through the coaching program as long as in addition to like the meditation stuff I'm teaching. So that's where I find myself now. So I don't know my particular question or if, I mean, I don't know if I should formulate a certain question on this or just well, picking up on something.
Yeah, so this is, I'm going to do like consulting as opposed to coaching. So right now.
Okay, because I do want to make sure that she gets what she needs from our time together is one point. And noticing where, you know, is it my energetics? And if that's fine, I'll work through it. And is it actually like, you know, the other piece where it's like, does she know more than me? Which, again, she says she's very excited to work with me. And she's like, I resonate with everything you write on social media. And I do see a little bit of a space where I could practice my coaching skills with her, but a little bit of nerves around that, though.
Yeah, good. Okay, good, good, good. So there's a couple of pieces in here. So first of all, you already said the energetics, right?
Yeah.
So I want to look at some logistical pieces too, but let's look at energetics first. So I'm hearing that the belief in there is that she's so experienced in more ways than one. And so what is she really going to get from you? Am I getting that right?
Yes, I could tell that is like that's underneath. Like I have beliefs on top of it that I'm like, the spirit guided her to me and all that. But yes, that's there for sure.
Is there one that feels even stronger than the one I just articulated?
No, that feels strong enough. Yeah.
Okay.
Mhm.
So there's one part of you that's like she's not going to be impressed. She's not going to get what she needs. I'm not good enough because she already has so much experience and wisdom.
Mhm.
But there's another part of you, your queen. I saw it last week when we were in the room together. There's another part of you, your queen, that sees the situation very differently. How does your queen see this situation? What's the wisdom that she has for you?
Yeah, so my queen basically sees that spirit has guided her to me.
Uh-huh.
And I even went back and looked at my sales page and I'm like, I can do everything I said I could do on my sales page. So there's no like false marketing. So my queen realizes that, you know, this woman was guided to me because I'm in a space, like we're in a space together where I can help her with this one piece of her journey. So even if there's other places where, you know, that she might be more experienced, there's a piece of her journey that I am here to help guide her through.
Yeah. So let's just pause there for a moment. Spirit has guided her to you for a sacred reason. You don't have to help her with everything. She's already got a lot in place. But there's something that she deeply desires, and your purpose is to help her with that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to add to this and tell me if it resonates for you. Even when we have a client that is totally wise and totally experienced, there's still a human being who needs to be seen and heard and supported.
Mm-hmm.
And there's enough space in the container for your queen and her queen to both be sitting on your throne.
Mm-hmm.
What are you hearing that's important for you?
So what's coming up for me right now is, I mean, one piece of it is trusting, because there is like a legitimate piece, like, okay, I have to show up with like the best, you know, like I have to show up prepared with content to teach her. And like, you know, because if I'm just not going deep, again, it's this like wall I hit up against where somebody that's
going deep is not about your content, Dana.
Okay, yeah. So that was the trust piece. It was like, I just have to trust that if I show up conscious and listening and grounded, you know, on each call and meet her where she's at, then, you know, that's the place I have to be. So I have to make sure that I show up in that space and, you know, not be anywhere else but that for her, because she is such a, you know.
I don't want you to show up all contented up, because she has a lot of, like you said, she knows a lot. It's not, I mean, I know you're bringing great content. I want you to bring some, but that's not why she's there. She's there because she knows a lot about self-care and meditation practices, but she's not able to stay on the horse all the time. And she wants support to stay on the horse and to deepen that more. Some of that's going to be about your content, but most of that is going to be about your coaching.
Okay. Which is so funny, because I'm like, I finally got comfortable doing like the meditation mentoring stuff, or like teaching the meditation. And now coaching feels super new. So I'm like, okay,
well,
I'll
you
dip
can
my
bring
toe
both.
In coaching.
But bring both. Bring both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, so I want you to remember, I want you to keep on coming back to, she's there for divine, you know, the divine has brought her there, spirit has brought her there, and she's there, like, she picked you, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's okay that she has experience. Holding a deep coaching container can support anyone, no matter how experienced they are.
Yeah.
From there, just logistically, so I already kind of leaned into the logistics, like have the content, but don't, I know you have what's going to happen each of the 8 weeks. Don't strictly adhere to it. So, just like you just said a few moments ago, meet her where she is. See what she needs each week.
Mm-hmm.
That's what's going to help deepen and help you provide what she needs. And that's the magic of one-on-one versus a group.
Yeah.
Right? So I want you to start each session with, what is it that you'd like to receive today? What feels most important? What are your intentions? Right, however you want to ask the question.
Mm-hmm.
You'll fit in all the content pieces throughout the 8 weeks as you need to, but don't be attached to them or the order of them. Meet her where she needs.
Okay.
The other piece, if this is helpful, and it may or may not be, you'll know, knowing her and whatever, is to say, like, at some point to say, and you can do this over email or you can do this on your next session, to say, like, I just want to honor how far you've come, how experienced you are with all of this just coming into the container. It's so amazing. And my deep intention is to help you go even deeper with all of it. And you're coming into this container in the best of all possible ways because you already have so much knowledge. So what is it that you really need here? What is it that's going to really stretch you here? What is it that you really want?
Okay.
Okay, so, and the purpose of that, if you choose to do that, is like to just really honor all of the, right, to name it. And then to say, and even with all of that, there that makes it even more important than you're here, that you're here, what is it that you really want? That makes sense? It's like pre-qualifying.
Yeah.
In a way.
Yep.
Is that helpful?
Yeah, it's helpful. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, because a lot of this is like, I'm sharing because we have this space and it just happened today. And it's like, if not for this call, I'd just work through it, I guess. But this is like my pattern. I just get, you know, when I start something new, but I mean, I'm still celebrating that, you know, usually these patterns keep me from signing new clients. So mm-hmm. the fact that I did get the clients is great. So now I definitely am moving forward, but it's like, this is my edge that I always, not enough, that I'm always hitting up again. So
yeah.
So this is helpful, and you know, I just imagine working with this client is going to just strengthen, you know, strengthen my,
yeah,
my beliefs in myself and all of that even more. So thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Good, good, good. Can't wait to hear how it goes. All right, Kara.
Hi, Joanna.
Hi.
Hi. Nice to be with you last week.
Yeah.
I wanted to ask about a ongoing, I don't know what I would even call it, that I have been considering for a small group of women that I've been leading a group with online. Just a little backstory. So this was a group that I formed because there were a number of people that wanted to do the story work but weren't able to afford the one-on-one coaching. And so I started with a group of five for a six-week program, and it went really well. And then there were four people that wanted to continue on and do this visibility breakthrough, which was taking the story into aspects of the brand and, you know, website and about me and social media newsletters. We're getting to the end of the class. The last class is actually next week, and I feel that we're just scratching the surface of sort of what they feel called to create and support that they need. And it's also just a very small group. So it's four women, and I wanted to make the invitation for ongoing support that might look like twice a month, you know, 90-minute or hour to 90-minute call where they could just show up and have, you know, questions answered and get feedback on social media posts or newsletters or just visibility blocks that are coming up. I have a question around, like, pricing for that. I'm thinking maybe I'll just, we have a Facebook group, so I would just keep the Facebook group going. And so I would be available for, questions on Facebook in addition to this, these calls. One hesitation I have about doing it is that there's just four of them. So I feel like I kind of need all of them to sign up for it to be worth it. I would love to have this as just part of all of my offerings that, you know, people can do a 6-week or 8-week class with me, or they can do, you know, 6-month program with me. And then there's this group that they can come into that will be a place for them to get ongoing support, similar to what you're doing in a way. Mm-hmm. And so I just, but I, it, all the details still feel fuzzy to me, and I'm wanting to get a little more confidence around it before inviting these initial women into it.
Mm-hmm. Let me just ask you this. I got all of it. And my question is, in addition to these four people, like, cause you're saying you want other, you know, eventually you want other programs to filter into this. When would that start happening? Like, when would the next wave of people be invited in after these four?
Yeah, so I'm planning to do another class that I'm hoping to be bigger and have, like, a level one and level two to it in the new year, but probably not until the new year. So probably not for, you know, 6 or more months.
Got it.
And so, that's the other question is, like, this group is really bonded, right?
Yeah.
We've done a lot of intimate work together, and then how to kind of hold it in my mind is, like, something other people could come into. Even, you know, there could be one-on-one clients that I would want to invite to get this ongoing support.
Yeah. Yes. That's what I'm asking. So my sense is that it's going to take one form over the next 6 months, and then shift a little bit. After that, I would think of it as the next 6 months is these four. You're not inviting anyone else in. And then after the 6 months, it would become, so over the next 6 months, it would be more like group coaching, which I'll explain what I mean by that. And then after that, it can become a little bit more like a membership kind of ongoing program and more people come in. And both, either way, the first 6 months or after, it can be twice a month for 90 minutes. Or if you want it shorter, these first 6 months, it's fine. But the difference, there would be a little bit of a difference in price and a little bit of a difference in format. So when it's just the four and it's the group coaching format, it wouldn't be open Q&A like we have on these calls. It would literally be each person has 20 minutes. So you need to start it out as maybe each person shares celebrations in the beginning, the first few minutes. And then each person has 20 minutes to share what they want to receive, and you would support them and coach them and maybe even ask some of the other women at the end of that, if there's a few minutes, to chime in. What, you know, what is it that they want to share for this woman that's just been coached, or, you know, whatever it is. And then you'd save the last five-ish minutes for takeaways from everyone. And then after that, once you start inviting more people in, you want it to get bigger, then it can be more of the Q&A format. What are
you saying
right now?
Did
you have another question before that?
It's related to, like, how many people for the membership model, like, how many people do you need and what would be, like, the maximum you would do for that type of
So it just
work,
it depends on pricing and what the marketing is.
Okay.
Right?
Well, maybe
so
I'll
I would assume that probably, you know, for the next 6 months or year after that, you probably wouldn't have more than 10 or 12 in there. Is that kind of a fair assumption?
Yeah.
That's probably up to 12, right? So that's... That's, I mean, you could have way more than that, for sure. I mean, there's some membership program that have hundreds of people in it. But 12, you still get so many people's questions answered in that amount of time. I'd still charge something, you know, on the higher end, whereas if you had, you know, 50 people in it or 100 or more, you would charge something lower because obviously not everybody would get what they need, So, so I'd say, how much are the four paying right now?
So I did the class, including two coaching sessions with me, for $900.
Over how I know Marcy told me. She sent me all the numbers. I looked at them yesterday, and now I can't remember anymore.
It's a 7-week class.
Right. 7 weeks, 900. And how often were they meeting?
So it's 7 weeks. Technically, it's actually 9 weeks.
Okay.
But we had 2 integration weeks.
Okay. So they met 7 times over the 9.
Yeah. Yeah. We have 1 more next week. So it's not done yet.
So you can offer them, do you want to offer them 6 months?
Mm-hmm.
So it would be 6 months. It would be 12 meetings.
Mm-hmm.
And my sense is to do it just based on what they've already paid. My sense is, you know, maybe do it for around 1600 would be less than 250 a month. You can certainly charge more than that if you want. Somewhere around 1600, 1800, something like that. Am I getting my math right? 1500 would be 250 a month. 1800 would be 300. So feel in, because it's really almost like private coaching, but in a group.
Right.
They're getting the best of both worlds. Once you open it up, if you've got 10 people in the group or, you know, whatever it is, you can look at maybe, you know, a little bit lower than that, 175. I don't know. How does that feel?
It feels a little stretchy. Again, part of the reason these women were doing it initially was because of cost and like one
well,
of them.
But I'm not raising. I mean, right now they're paying $300 a month.
Right.
So
right,
I mean, if
right.
you could even go to like $230 a month, right?
Yeah.
And it would
yeah.
still be worth your time based on the time, you know, that you've already put in for what they're paying.
Yeah.
So I'd say anywhere in that range that you feel you can do.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
I think that feels good. I think somewhere around 250 probably would feel good to me.
Awesome.
And then I guess I have this question around like how to encourage all of them in terms of should I say like I need 3 or 4 of you or
I would say that I would say we can make this happen. I say this is a little bit about business, but this is mostly about you. I feel that all 4 of you should continue, and I want to tell you why. And you can actually tell them like each on the call together, but you can name each of them and say for Joanna, for you, the reason is blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
Cindy, for you, the reason is blah, right? So I would say all that and then say, and I do need at least 3 of you in order, you know, on my end, I do need at least 3 of you to step in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That sounds great.
Okay.
Cool.
Awesome. Yay.
I can do it.
You're doing it. You totally can do it, 100%.
Yeah, no, and it's been so much fun. Like, I've loved this group, so it feels exciting to me to keep going with it.
Good. I'm so glad. Keep us posted.
Okay.
Great. Let's see who's next. I think that this is Michelle.
Hi. How are you?
Your phone number by heart. Your name doesn't come up. But
gotcha. Yeah, no, I'm the good news is that I'm on my way to do a talk to grad students at Fordham, so I'm almost on campus and ready to go. So I'm a bit of a nervous wreck, so if I just say stuff and it doesn't make any sense, just pull me down. So here's my question. I did an enrollment call where someone agreed, yes, she wanted to work with me last week.
Mm-hmm.
And I, there was we got her contract within 48 hours. And then she read the contract and she asked me a question about the duration of time we worked together. I said, oh, yes, I will change that right now. So I changed it. but she still hasn't signed the contract. And I sent her a note today that said, hey, I hope all is well. I just want to encourage you to sign the contract so we can get going to get your book out of your, get going on your book. That's what we really want to make sure happens. Please let me know if you have any questions and go ahead and sign it. Is there anything else I need to be doing?
So hopefully she'll respond to that. But if not, I would give her a call.
Okay.
And just light, easy breezy, hey, just wanted to, right, and do it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, sometimes people just need a call. And then back, I don't know if you were on the call when I was coaching Kelsey.
I was. I heard
yeah.
all of that. I was like, oh, a deposit when you initially do this.
Yeah.
See.
That always helps. It just always helps. Having the deposit and the first call, or I know sometimes you don't start with calls. You read materials first, but just anything, deposit, and then anything you can set is going to help.
Okay, so I could make it. It doesn't have to be super expensive either. It could be like for $100 deposit.
Yeah.
Go ahead and. Okay.
Exactly. We
do
that
just
regularly before people sign the contract. As soon as
okay.
somebody says yes, if it's from a call, I take their credit card, or someone on the sales team takes the credit card. We run the deposit, and while that's happening, Talia gets the contract prepared.
Okay. Kind of like, I heard that, I was like, oh, that's a great idea. That way it just happens when it needs to happen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So
and
that
so,
way
and
they
that
have
deposit
skin in
can
the
be
game.
Towards, right, and that way you can apply it towards their first.
Exactly.
Coaching, right? So instead of
yeah,
the normal
so it's almost
way,
like
that,
their first
that
payment.
Might have,
if they're paying right. monthly, it's almost like their first payment.
Okay. That's
are you there?
All right.
Okay, you got it?
I got it. That's perfect. Thank you.
Okay.
That's
you're
really
welcome. Awesome. I hope the talk goes well.
Thank you.
Okay. Kendall.
Hello.
Hi.
It's so good to be with you and everyone here today. I just love these calls.
Yay.
So what is coming up for me is I'm really looking for some advice around how to transition from the end of one container into another, specifically for someone where I see there are still opportunities to keep, working together and improving. Mm-hmm. The way that I handle it now is I go into a little bit of like freak out and I think like overcompensating for not wanting to feel like I'm telling them they need to do this or, not being mindful of where they are and, kind of choosing, do they really need this? Is this really valuable for them? And I also understand that, there's probably some resistance on their part or could be even if it would be beneficial for them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just curious to know more about or hear more about how you do it, even something as specific as, I had a final session with someone today and I felt a little weird about, do I even bring this up at
mm-hmm.
the session or is that a conversation that you have at a later time? So that's what my
mm-hmm.
question is about today.
Yeah. It's a great question. So first of all, I'm going to answer some of it right now, but clearly, Kendall, you have not listened to the last call of Sacred Depths because I go over that in detail, the last half.
Okay. Awesome.
Or the first
awesome.
Half. It's the first half. So I want you to actually
okay.
listen. It's a three-hour call, but the first 90-ish, I think, is it the first half? Oh, gosh. I can't remember now. But I go step by step by step on how to do what you're asking.
Oh, awesome. Awesome. Okay.
I want you to listen to that in detail, but I'll give you just some broad strokes right now. But definitely listen to that call because you'll get everything you need. So, number one, yes, separate conversation. Actually, before, that's not even number one. Before that, number one is energetics.
Yeah.
What can oftentimes happen is we support someone, we do excellent work with them, like I know that you're doing, and then the belief is, well, they've already spent all of this money and this time. How could I possibly invite them to spend more money and time?
Yeah.
But, of course, that's doing them a disservice if there's more work for them to be done.
Right.
It's doing them a disservice. It's like if a kid, like, finishes third grade math. I don't know. I forget what you learn in third grade. They know addition, subtraction, right? And the teacher's like, you know what? I'm not even going to mention multiplying and division. Because,
right.
So it has to start with you. Now, not every client is meant to continue it, but for the ones that are, and usually a majority of people are meant to continue at least for one more round, if not more, the first most important thing is for you to really value ongoing and deepened support. Now, I know that there's a big part of you that does, or else you wouldn't continue the work that you and I do together. You see how important it is to deepen and continue to be held in a container.
Right.
So it has to start with you really wanting, honoring all the work that has been done and wanting more for your client if she wants that for herself.
Okay? Yeah.
So then from there, yes, you want a separate conversation about it, and it's almost like another enrollment conversation in a way. And I like to schedule that call before the last call of the session. It's a bonus call.
Okay.
I call it a next steps and celebration, or celebrations and next steps call. And somewhere like a month or before we end our work together, I'll send out an email. You have all the templates for that for Sacred Depth. So I'll send out an email and I'll just say, this is a gift call. It's going to last 45 minutes to an hour. It's an opportunity for us to really just celebrate all of the ways that you've moved forward, all of the things that have changed, and then to look into the future and to see what is it that you want to have happen next with your health and how I might be able to support you with that.
Okay.
And then, again, if you go back to the Sacred Depths call, I'll take you step by step on how to do it.
Awesome. Okay. That's awesome. Thank you so much. I will go back and listen to that. And yeah, that feels really good.
Okay. Good. If you have any questions after you listen, just post in the Facebook group. I'll answer them.
Okay, I will. And thank you for pointing out that energetics piece, because that's definitely, I can feel that I needed to hear that. And that's like the main foundation of it all. So
yes, that is the biggest piece, right? Again, you've heard me say 100 times, energy follows energy. If you're freaking out about it, that's right. But if you're like, I love working with this person, they have received so much. And from this place of like where they are now from the work, they can go even to this place and this place and this place. And I'm so excited to open up that opportunity for them. Right? Then that changes how you approach the whole thing.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome. Okay. Tammy. there?
Sorry, I had you on mute.
Yep.
Okay. So I I managed to get, no, I am celebrating that I am a powerhouse and
yeah.
have gotten nearly 8 people into my circle, and 8 is really kind of where I feel I'm happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a 1 maybe that really wants to do it, so hopefully it will be 8. So I'm celebrating that in the midst of what I feel like is probably the hardest thing in my life right now, and
mm-hmm.
that's great. But as I sat talking to one woman who is would be a repeat, you know, her questions kind of rattled my confidence a little bit, because she was like, you know, are we going to be doing the same thing? And do you think I should do it? And, like, I mean, I handled the conversation well, but when I was done and, like, since then, it just started bringing up the insecurity of, like, can I do this again? Is it going to be as powerful? And just freaking about, like, can I offer her more than she got the first time around? So it just started poking at my confidence and, like, bringing in the doubter in me mm-hmm. about what the fuck am I doing at this point with all this on my plate.
Yeah.
So I think part of this is I need to really sit down and think about the journey this time around. Now that I know who's sitting in the circle, like, just kind of getting really clear, like, who the people are, what the energy is going to be like, and looking at my curriculum last year and how I want to, you know, obviously I'm not going to reinvent the wheel, but, like, the energy is going to be different because it's different people, and I know that's going to happen over time anyway, but
mm-hmm.
I guess, like, I'm trying to find ways to not allow myself to freak out, so that the first circle on October 26th, I'm, like, stepping in as the queen I am, with the power that I know I have and the energy to offer these women what they need.
Yeah. So first of all, you acknowledged it, but I just want to acknowledge you too. I've acknowledged you privately, but I want to acknowledge you here in this space. On a personal note, you are dealing with so many things, big things. Overnight, you've become an activist leader. You're homeschooling your children. I mean, all the things all of a sudden. And you've magnetized 8 women, which is what your goal has been. It's incredible, and it's telling to what you're meant to hold and what you're able to hold this year, and the work and the power of the work. So I know you're taking it in, and I want you to take it in deeply. From there, yes to everything that you've said, review the curriculum, but do not reinvent the wheel, and haha, because your curriculum is based on the wheel of the year, right? Like, don't reinvent. It may need a little tweak here, a little tweak there, a little 5-degree turn here, a little 5-degree turn there, but it is so solid and so important and so powerful, it doesn't really need to be changed much. And even more so for the women that have already been through it. So our monkey minds, and mine has gone there in the past too, says someone has been through this curriculum before, so it's not going to be valuable for them. But more often than not, if it's a curriculum that has depth and layers, which yours does, going through it again is actually even more powerful in some ways. So you've heard me share before my approach to this, which is to think about it like Montessori, where in Montessori school, a kid is in the same classroom with the same teacher with the same works for 3 straight years. And you would say, oh, my gosh, but they're just the same teacher, the same, you know, like the same works that they're using. But because the works are so layered and have depth, each year that the child approaches it, they get to a deeper layer and ownership of the skill or whatever it is. The women that felt attracted to do this with you again felt attracted not only because they love you and you're powerful and, you know, all of that, but because there's a part of them that wants a deeper ownership and to go farther with the learning. How does that land for you?
Yeah, I definitely think true.
So what else do you need around this that's important right now?
I just remember feeling this way before I ran the first circle, like freaking out and kind of like excited but want to throw up.
Mm-hmm.
Situation, and I do think like sitting down and kind of bringing in like more of the mental brain just to kind of really see the whole picture will be helpful and really see what I want to tweak this time, which I feel like I've already started to do, and that's how I formulated how the program would look this time.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think just hearing you tell me this, even though you've told me before, is just helpful. I mean, I'm in a place where I feel like people are knocking me down left and right, so it's not unusual that I'd be feeling like doubtful mm-hmm. about something else. So it's good just to hear you kind of rub it a little bit. It can keep moving.
Yes, 100%. Yeah. And I want to normalize everything that you're feeling too. I mean, last week I taught the Into the Depths. You've been through it, the facilitator training, which I've taught so many times, that retreat. And inevitably, mm-hmm. I mean, I know how powerful that curriculum is and what happens in the room and every time, right? But inevitably at some point before that retreat, I'm like, and this isn't going to be good, right? Like all the things. It's totally normal.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's fun. Thank you.
Good. Okay. In ball, and then Tara, I'm going to bring back to you. In ball.
Hi, Joanna. Sorry, I was just like washing my face.
That's so, okay. I'm glad you have a clean face.
Yeah, no, I have to like, yeah, I'm like, okay, it's time to get out the door. I have, one quick question, but let me start with, like, the bigger one and see how the time is. I need to get my shit together and do some outreach. And I have a major block toward it. And I don't know what my problem is. I mean, I know that my problem, like, you know, it's, like, it's distraction. And I even like sat with someone last week and wrote out like, you know, all these things that I like believe in that I could, you know, like use for marketing. I don't know. I mean, part of it is like, yeah, I don't know. My focus and energy is super, super scattered. So I'm trying to focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
Like just to help kind of like, you know, rein in the focus. But it's like every day passes and I don't reach out like to anyone. I haven't even written a draft.
Mm-hmm. If you were to take a stab at guessing why you haven't been reaching out, what do you think it is?
I mean, it feels overwhelming.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, you know, a different email for this person, a different email for that person. And then I also feel badly because there's people who, like, for example, there's former clients who reached out and were like, hey, I want to report like this and this and that, or wanting to like stay in touch, and I never responded. So then I feel bad going back to them and being like, you know, like, oh, hi, like a year later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so it feels like there's two different pieces in here. One is the overwhelming, and then one is the, tell me if I'm getting it right, like coming out of nowhere after you haven't been in touch for a while.
Yeah, that's especially like with, there's a few people who are like former clients who were kind of like reporting back, and one was like an acquaintance, and then she became a client, and, you know, but I'm just like haven't kept up.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. She's someone that if I were to go to DC, like I would see and whatever, but I just, mm-hmm. I haven't been there. I'm just, yeah, I'm not good at that.
Yeah. So let's work backwards. Let's talk about that one first. So totally normal if you haven't been in touch with someone to feel weird about reaching out and asking for business, of course, right? Like any person who is like human and sensitive and caring is gonna sort of have that concern. I've certainly been there. And what I've found is that naming it can make all of the difference.
Yeah.
So saying like, I can't believe it's been a year since we've been in touch. I totally want to catch up personally. I feel awkward. Yeah, but there's something else that I wanted to reach out to you about. And, you know, it's right. And I feel a little awkward because we haven't been in touch personally. But here's why I'm doing it. Here's what I sense would be important for you, right? And then the outreach, and then in the end, again, saying, and, you know, I really want to be in touch personally too, but to just name it and to name the tentativeness around it sometimes is just all that's needed.
Yeah, and I feel like, I mean, the outreach to these people would be, like, more for referrals.
Yeah. So you could just use
okay.
law of adaptation
yeah.
there, you know?
Right.
Is that helpful on that front?
Yeah.
Okay. In terms of the overwhelm,
I feel like there's like too many different letters that I'm trying to write.
Yeah.
Right,
how
there's like former clients, there's current clients, there's people
yeah.
I've, yeah.
How about doing one a day?
Okay.
So 30 or 40 minutes at some point you want
one type of outreach or one email?
No, one. Write to one person a day. I'd rather you write to one person a day and have written to five people by the end of the week than try to, like, write to a bunch of people a day and then written to nobody at the end of the week.
Right.
After you do a couple, I have a feeling you'll be ready to do more. But it doesn't even matter, like, even if that doesn't happen, whatever, one a day.
Right.
Because one a day is, like, maybe annoying, but not overwhelming.
Yeah, these are, like, the longer ones. But I feel like it's, like, I need to do the gap vision bridge piece first, like a draft of that.
Uh-huh. So write a draft template for whatever the first type of group that you want. So you have the template, but then just plan on one person a day, even off the template.
The issue is like writing the template.
Okay.
Because I feel like so much has like changed.
Mm-hmm. So
and
there's one of two ways you can go about this.
The first is to just set aside an hour and do it. The second is to, whenever your next session is with Marcy, and maybe you can move it up, I don't know, to just do it on the call with her, to just knock it out. The third option is to take an old letter, do it on your own, take an old letter, make as many tweaks as you can, and send it to Marcy. Or share it in our Facebook group. Just get the support that you need around it. Don't do it on your own. Just if you need your hand held a little bit more tightly for this thing, then get your hand held a little bit more tightly for this thing.
Yeah.
So which option do you want to choose there?
I feel like maybe taking an old letter and tweaking it would be like at least like, yeah, a starting point.
Awesome. When can you do
that?
Yeah,
instead of like looking at like a blank piece of paper.
Yeah, yeah, for sure. So when can you do that? Let's not spend more than an hour on that to start, right? And hopefully you won't need more than that, but we'll see. When do you have an hour that like beforehand, maybe even you can just find where that old template is and have it ready, print it out to just start editing?
Yeah, I think I'll find it today because that is no small task, and mm-hmm. I'll write it tomorrow.
Awesome. Will you keep us in the loop? Let me know.
Yes.
Okay, great.
Can I ask another quick question?
Mm-hmm.
I have this client who just kind of disappeared. And I've tried contacting her, like, in a lot of different ways. I tried calling her. Then I saw on Instagram that she was on vacation. And, like, at this point, it's been, like, 2 months. Like, she went to Mexico for a job. And, yeah, and I was on vacation. And then she's been back for over a month. And, I mean, I've emailed her. I called her last week. She hasn't made her second payment. So I'm just a little bit, like, It's a little bit of a drain. And at this point, I just kind of want to be like, do you want to do this or not?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I think that's
so do I just write, like, another email?
Yeah, I would subject it, please let me know ASAP if you'd like to continue with coaching.
Really?
Yeah.
Like that's
you can put a
subject.
Smiley face on the end of it if you want. It doesn't. I'm not saying it in a harsh way. Please let me know ASAP. Like it's, I'm not. It doesn't have to be a harsh thing. It can be a very warm letter, but you want something that is going to get her attention. And then in the thing,
yeah.
Total excitement, support for her presence. Just let her know you've been holding the spot for her, and you'd love to continue working with her for this reason and that reason, why, you know. And if she's feeling resistance, you're happy to get on the phone and talk it through. But if she just feels like she's done, please let you know.
Yeah. Okay, that's great.
Okay.
Awesome.
If you want me to take a look at wording for that, just post it in the group. I'm happy to take a look.
Cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay. I know that we're at 2:30, but Tara, I will. I'm going to take you. If you still want to ask your question.
Thank you, Joanna. Yeah, the question is just if you had any ideas for supporting her with marketing an online course.
in general?
I think I gave you some background. Well, kind of. She's a unique situation. She doesn't have a big email list, but she has a big Facebook kind of following with her business page and with some of her videos that she's boosted have done really well.
Yeah, so she should definitely obviously do most of the marketing in there. I would help her plan out a series of 3 or 4 Facebook Lives in the group, each on a different topic. And that's related to the program where she activates Gap and Vision, and then at the end of the and talks about the program, you know, drops seeds, and then invites people. What's the price point of the program?
I think it's like $200 and something if they do the class alone, and then if they do it with some support from her, it's like $495.
Okay, so she probably won't need conversations for that, right? So in the Facebook Lives, and she can certainly do more than 4 or 5, but I'd at least do 4 or 5, you know, every other day or every 3rd or 4th day, whatever the timing is going to be over how long she's going to promote it, and then mention, you make a direct invitation into the program at the end, and you put the link in. She can boost those videos if she likes how they turned out so that more people see them. That's definitely a worthwhile investment. She should be posting on different just things that are going to, you know, activate Gap and Vision around the topics of the program. And some of the posts she can mention the link, others just kind of keep it as is, but it'll all be part of the greater whole. I like any other launch, I would do an early bird to create some urgency and get people in, that sort of thing. And if the Facebook group is super active, she can also do...
It's her business page, not a group, actually.
Oh, I see. Okay.
She does have a group, too, but it's only like a couple hundred people.
Yeah, so those are the... And, of course, she should be sending out to her email community as well. But those are the ways that I would...
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, that's what I was saying. Okay, cool. Thank you very much.
Yeah,
I am complete. Welcome. That was helpful.
Okay, good. Thank you, everybody. Great call today. Great questions. I'm thinking about you all, and just let me know what you need in the Facebook group. I'll talk to you soon. Bye.
The moderator has left the conference.